I'm just going to give a little bit of background about why I think, like, you know, similar to a previous speaker here about how we have how rail use in Ireland has changed and how we as a population are demanding more frequent use of rail and we're demanding more services within the rail infrastructure. While the 1980s and 1990s saw prioritisation of road over rail for both passengers and freight, attitudes and times and values have changed. In 2016, for example, the Sligo Champion reports that the Sligo-Dublin line was at risk of closing. Just 1.3 million passengers were using the route in 2015. These figures have steadily climbed, especially following the pandemic, and Irish Rail has seen a significant passenger growth year on year. Passenger numbers have grown from 17.8 million across the whole network in 2020 to 50.7 million in 2024. Irish Rail expects to see those numbers have grown by a further 5 million in 2025, and rail freight has experienced a similar renaissance. And I get the times and context have changed since the decision was taken to close the Claremorris to Killooney rail line. Rail is again recognised as an effective and efficient method of passenger and freight transit. We recognise the environmental benefits of rail and Air Nord Éireann's declare their goals of being the backbone of Ireland's sustainable transport network. So I suppose why I'm bringing this up again, because all other phases of the Western Rail Corridor have either been opened or approved for opening. To exclude Claremorris to Killooney not only denies the people and enterprises of Sligo a vital link to Mayo, Galway and beyond, it actually jeopardises the integrity and the logic of the entire corridor. Sligo has to connect the WRC in order for the corridor to achieve its potential. Without the Sligo connection, we risk condemning the corridor to disuse. So this is only 73.5 kilometre strip of land, which valued at 2023 was valued at 957 million. So it's an untapped, completely untapped value that lies in the final part of the jigsaw of reopening the Western Rail Corridor. And I'm raising this again because we are getting, like, given there was recent comments made by a number of government politicians over in recent weeks indicating that they would like to see a greenway and that they said that there is plans to have a greenway installed on the existing rail corridor. And I'm asking the Minister today that you will give a commitment that the stretch of existing rail line be retained for rail use only, which has been indicated by Irish Rail. And that no other structure, including anything described as a temporary structure, should be permitted on the existing track. It's my conviction that any temporary, this narrative that we're hearing that is going to be a temporary greenway is going to be placed on the existing track to keep it in public ownership, it doesn't add up, Minister, because it's already in public ownership. And can we honestly see in this day and age the waste of taxpayers' money that you're going to put a temporary structure on something that was going to cost millions and then to be ripped up in case of putting a railway in the future? It makes no sense and it's inconsistent with the rest of the government policy regarding the Western Rail Corridor. So I would urge you to please, can we get a straight answer and put this temporary greenway to bed along this existing track? Thank you.
Cosgrove, Minister, you have 4 minutes to respond.
Thank you, Senator Cosgrove, for raising the matter. And again, apologies to you for being late. Can I thank you for raising this very important matter, which I'm taking on behalf of Minister Kenny, who's genuinely apologetic he can't be here. As you are aware, the Department of Transport, together with the Department of Infrastructure in Northern Ireland, published the Rail Project Prioritisation Strategy last year. This strategy outlines how to best sequence and optimise the recommendations of the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, which was published in July 2024. The Rail Project Prioritisation Strategy specifies short-term rail infrastructure investments referred to as early interventions so to be delivered by 2030, including new track, passing loops and platforms to boost the rail network's resilience and capacity, which are funded under the NDP Sectoral Investment Plan for Transport, published in November by our department of last year. The strategy also identifies major projects to be progressed for the longer run involving intercity electrification and significantly capacity upgrades in the rail network. This includes the reinstatement of the Western Rail Corridor between Claremorris to Athenry, and the NDP Sectoral Investment Plan also provide funding to help commence this reinstatement project. Modelling undertaken as part of the Rail Review published in 2024 found that investments on the disused line between Claremorris and Sligo and onwards to Donegal would result in very low demand for passenger rail services in this route, and that building a railway would have a significant adverse impact on the environment. For these reasons, this project was not included in the recommendations of the Rail Review, and hence it was not identified as a major project to be progressed in the Rail Project Prioritisation Strategy. However, the Rail Review will be reviewed and updated once a decade. This review will provide an opportunity to reconsider a potential extension of the Western Rail Corridor further north, taking account of the latest policies and developments. For example, if there's an increased passenger demand as a result of the restatement of the line between Claremorris and Athenry. In relation to the proposed greenway between Claremorris and Colooney, the section of this used railway from Claremorris to Ballaghy has never been included as a scheme within the Greenways programme, which is funded by the Department of Transport, through Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Sponsoring authorities, generally local authorities, may submit a case for annual funding to TII for consideration in relation to the greenway schemes. Separately, on the section of the disused railway line in County Mayo to date, no submission has been received by TII from Mayo County Council in relation to progressing a greenway route between Claremorris and Charlestown. A feasibility study cannot be completed on a greenway scheme that has not been submitted for consideration of funding by the relevant sponsoring authority for review, BTII. The section of the disused railway from Ballaghy to Sligo was an active scheme within the Greenways programme until the end of last year. As part of the development of the scheme, a third public consultation was held in November of 2024 regarding the emerging preferred corridor. The emerging preferred corridor was centred on the disused railway line, which remains in the ownership of Irish Rail in Roraima, and in Roraima communicated in December of 2024 they were no longer able to support the greenway on the existing alignment at this time. Accordingly, Sligo County Council initiated a review in mid-2025 to ascertain if it is feasible to accommodate a greenway and a railway on the railway corridor. This review took account of the available width of the corridor as well as parameters maintained by Inrodairn in relation to the offset distances required between a railway line and a greenway corridor. This review concluded that it was not possible to accommodate both modes within the railway corridor. The report also reviewed the potential to use to develop an alongside option that would be guided by the principle of aligning the greenway parallel to the disused railway line. It concluded that this was not feasible due to a range of factors, including increased cost and the potential impact on special areas of conservation, land acquisition, as well as various engineering challenges. On this basis, Sligo County Council opted to suspend work on the greenway scheme in late 2025 as the alongside option was not a viable option. I hope that this clarifies the matter for Senator Cosgrave. Gur Margaret.
Thank you very much, Senator. Senator Cosgrave, 1 minute to respond.
Gur Mila Mahagath, Minister, because to my understanding, so you have cleared it up that there is going to be no greenway on this rail structure, which is wonderful because it's been put up. But unfortunately, our local representatives in Sligo are continuing to press, saying that there is an option to have a greenway developed here, whereas Mayo and Galway have all come together, all the politicians from all opposition parties and from all parties have all come together, and this is why they've made a very firm case to say, and they have seen it, and in fairness to Minister Kenny, he's done Trojan work around this because he's passionate about opening up and having balanced development and opening up the Western Rail Corridor. So am I right, Minister, in saying that there is going to be nothing else except rail infrastructure on the existing line? And that's my reading from your response is that there's going to be no greenway on the existing rail line. Gur Margaret.
Thank you, Senator. Minister.
Gur Margaret, thank you again, Senator Cosgrave. As previously mentioned, there are no active schemes within the Greenways programme planned for any section of the disused Western Rail Corridor between Claremorris and Colooney. The All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review sets out 32 strategic recommendations to enhance and expand the rail system in Ireland and in Northern Ireland on a phased basis up to 2050. Included in these recommendations is the reinstatement of the Western Rail Corridor between Claremorris and Athenry. This project was also identified as a major project to be progressed under the Rail Project Prioritisation Strategy, published in December of last year. The NDP sectoral investment plan published by my department in November also includes funding to help commence this reinstatement project. The section between Claremorris and Colooney is not included in the recommendations of the Rail Review and the Strategy. The Rail Review will again be re-reviewed and updated once a decade, taking into account, as I said, the latest policies and developments which point to potential extension of the Western Rail Corridor further north to Colooney and can be then reconsidered. I'll ask Minister Kenny's office to liaise with you further if you have any further questions. Gur Margaret.